You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, What Are You Leaving Unfinished in Your Life? Have you ever had an intuitive insight to create something new or do something and did not act upon the intuitive insight you received? What prevented you from taking action to bring your intuitive insight into a physical reality? Let me share another true story with you. My mom passed away at age 92 in June of 2020. As we were cleaning out our house, I came across a partially finished wood carving project that my dad was working on before he passed away. My dad passed away in 2011. My dad was a carpenter by trade, and one of his hobbies was to make original folk art wood carvings to express his very own creativity. He liked to carve birds and horses. He would display some of the creations on the walls of his own house and give others away as gifts to his friends. Now, on my blog post on slesovich.com, I have a picture of one of my dad's unfinished wood carving projects. That project was a partially finished bird. It was his intuitive, creative vision of a bald eagle. For all of his wood carving projects, my dad would act upon his own intuitive insights he received. He would visualize what he wanted to carve, draw an outline of the shape on a piece of wood, then cut out the rough shape to bring his intuitive, creative vision into initial physical reality. He would then use a pencil to draw on the flat, two-dimensional piece of wood the features he desired to carve out. He then spent many hours physically carving the wood with metal chisels of various shapes to bring his intuitive creative vision into a final physical reality in three dimensions. I'd like to describe the picture of my dad's last unfinished work. Please check out the picture of my dad's unfinished work on my blog post on slesovich.com. It's a partially finished bald eagle. The right wing is mostly complete and includes a three-dimensional detail. The left wing is mostly flat and includes 2D features that have not yet been carved into 3D features. There are pencil marks outlined on the left wing that include more 2D features my dad was going to carve into 3D features. The head, left leg, and tail have been partially shaped and partially brought into focus. My dad was working on this eagle when he got sick, went into the hospital, transferred to hospice, then passed away. My dad's time on this earth expired before he was able to finish this one last project. Don't waste the gifts you are given by your intuition. My dad's unfinished project is symbolic of a number of things, including understanding and acting on your own intuition, the duality of your energy in your body, and the duality of the non-physical and physical worlds. What can you learn from my dad's last unfinished project that he started based on his own intuitive insights to create a positive impact in your own life before your time might run out? Consider these three things. Number one, understand what your intuition is. Your intuition is your first sense and should always be used as your first sense. It is the sense you must use before your other five senses of sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch. Your intuition is an instinctive feeling that comes from a higher energy level, the level of your soul. It is something you just know and understand to be true, something immediately that pops into your consciousness. It is not something that comes from conscious reasoning. For example, your intuition may tell you to carve an eagle. This is different than the conscious reasoning of, I want to carve something. I like birds and horses. I think I will carve a bird. I like songbirds and birds of prey. An eagle is a bird of prey. I like eagles for what they represent. An eagle is a strong bird of prey that is also a symbol of our country. I think it will carve an eagle. That is conscious reasoning and not an intuitive insight. Number two, understand the duality of energy in your body. Everything in the universe is energy and is always connected to everything else that flows through energy fields, including many different electromagnetic vibrational frequencies. All humans have an energy field that has its own vibrational frequency. Frequency is measured in units called hertz, or cycles per second. A human body receives energy from the universe on the left side and discharges energy on the right side. Your left side is your energetic connection to the non-physical world. It is your non-linear, creative side and receives energy frequencies, including those for intuitive energy. In contrast, your right side is your connection to the physical world. It is your linear action side that determines how and what you create in the physical world. It controls the energy that you discharge or put out into your own environment. The left and right sides of your body receive energy and are governed by the universal law of polarity. The left side of your body is considered to be the non-physical, feminine, receiving, yin-based energy side, while the right side of your body is considered to be the physical, masculine, giving, yang-based energy side. Consider this duality in your own body by observing the left side of the eagle and the right side of the eagle of my dad's unfinished work on my blog post on slesovich.com. Number 3, understand the duality of the non-physical and physical worlds. The universal law of polarity states in part, everything is dual and everything that exists has an opposite. The laws of physics state in general that energy in the non-physical world is vibrating at a higher and faster vibrational frequency that is invisible to you. For example, you cannot hear sound frequencies greater than about 25,000 hertz, etc., but is available to you to receive via your first sense, your intuition. When you give your non-physical intuitive energy awareness via your own conscious perception and feelings, it starts condensing into physical energy you can apply physical actions to. The energy associated with your intuition condenses into more solid matter in the physical world, vibrating at lower and slower frequency that is visible to you and that you can directly experience with your other five senses of sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch. Thus, if you never act on your non-physical intuitive energy and never give it awareness, it will never manifest into something physical. Consider this duality in the non-physical world and physical worlds by understanding that non-physical intuitive energy still exists for creating feathers in the left wing of the eagle of my dad's unfinished projects, even though my dad is gone. However, without giving that non-physical energy conscious perceptions and providing physical actions, that is, wood carving actions, to condense the non-physical energy into physical energy, additional feathers will never manifest and come into focus as carved wooden feathers on the left wing of that wooden eagle on my dad's unfinished project. Using your own intuition and understanding the duality of energy in your body and the duality of the non-physical and physical worlds will allow you to physically manifest things in your existence and create a positive impact in your own life. Act on your own intuitive insights before your time runs out. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.